Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. God is totally obsessed with our happiness, and the only thing that can ruin it is sin. Now, all sin comes from seven roots, the seven deadly sins. Vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, and lust. To work for happiness, we should identify our vices and then take on the opposite virtues. And so we are beginning a short series on the seven deadly sins and their conquering virtues so that we can pursue happiness together. But at the root of all sin, the tap root, of every bad thought, word, and action is pride. But it's easier to understand pride if we begin with humility. Jesus gave Catherine of Siena two principles to guide her life. The first was this: Catherine, I am he who is, and you are she who is not. In other words, I am God, and you are not God. The second was this: Catherine, trust in divine providence. Because I am God, you can trust me in all things and rely on me in all things. I did not leave you alone to rely on yourself. Therefore, trust in my divine providence that works all things for good. So, a humble person will live by these two truths: that God is God. He created everything, rules everything, and can do everything. He created the moral law, and he governs all things for good for those who cooperate with him. I am not God. I did not create the world or myself or the moral law. He did. He controls all things, not me. And a humble person will live by the second truth: that I can trust in divine providence. I can trust his moral law will lead me to happiness, and I can trust that he is watching over everything that happens in my life to work all things for my good if I cooperate with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Pride is at the root of every sin. Pride is all the ways that we try to act like God, refusing to recognize and submit to His divine authority, creating and adhering to personal moral standards contrary to the moral law established by God and handed down by the Catholic Church, and trying to control all people and all things. Pride is the reason why we have such a hard time accepting what we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. It's why we have such a hard time trusting God, because instead of trusting Him, we are trying to be Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. A few weeks ago, we celebrated the feast of Epiphany, when the wise men came to worship Jesus, and Herod sent out his soldiers to kill all the baby boys in the region of Bethlehem in the attempt to get rid of Jesus. And that's when the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother with you, and escape into Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, because Herod intends to search for the child and do away with him." So, what did Joseph do? He followed directions. He got up, took the child and his mother, and left that night. Wow, talk about having your plans blown. Joseph and Mary had a home, a business, family and friends, safety and security in Nazareth. And now they must fly as refugees to Egypt with only, literally, the clothes on their back. Now, I haven't been chased by a king who is a paranoid, psychopathic murderer, but I have had my plans blown, and I usually don't react very well. Normally, I react with anger, fear, worry, because things are out of my control. I react with pride. Now, please don't misunderstand. We must be responsible, make plans, take action, and follow through. But we take this too far, and we try to control all things. That's pride. And the amount of pride we suffer from is brought to light by how we respond to blown plans, or sickness, or people and events or circumstances we can't control. Pride really rears its ugly head when we face things we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The antidote to pride is humility and trust in divine providence. Now, Matthew does not tell us what Mary and Joseph thought or felt when they were told to take the baby and run for their lives. But since Mary never sinned, and Scripture tells us Joseph was a just man, we can assume they didn't waste any emotional energy on anxiety or sinful anger or despair. Instead, they acted with humility and trust. They knew that God was in control, not Herod, and not even themselves. And they knew God in His providence was guiding all these events. And if God allowed this, well, then it was for the best. And their job was to trust and to follow the directions. We, on the other hand, suffer so much from fear, worry, anxiety, and anger. We waste so much emotional energy, and we cause so many bigger problems because we make our plan, and then when people or circumstances change those plans, we lose our minds. And we try to take control of everything and make things happen the way we want, which usually ends up making a bigger mess. Not Mary and Joseph. They gave no emotional energy to fear, worry, anxiety, or sinful anger. They were humble. God is God. He's got everything under control. And they trusted providence. And they went to Egypt. And God worked everything out perfectly, because that's what God does, if we don't fight Him with pride. By the way, who do you think inspired the wise men to bring those expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to give the Holy Family? Gifts that could be sold and provide for them in exile. God had everything worked out ahead of time for the Holy Family. God has everything worked out ahead of time for you. Trust Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery, our resolution. Pride is all our efforts to be God. Humility is to remember two things. I am not God, but I am his child, and I can trust my Father in all things. All I need to do is just do what he commands and accept what he allows to happen in my life, because he works all things for good for those who love him. So what's our resolution? I think three things. First, give no emotional energy to worry, anxiety, and sinful anger. Second, be humble. Trust that no matter what happens, no matter what steps or missteps I take or others take, God will see everything to the best conclusion. Even our mistakes and sins, when surrendered to God, are used to bring about a greater good than what would have occurred without them. See, humility and trust in divine providence are the antidote to pride. They are the antidote to anxiety. They are the antidote to sinful anger and making a mess out of life. So remember, all is providence, and so is everything else. So trust him and follow his directions. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what did this meditation cause you to reflect upon, Teresa?
So many different things. It's hard to bring it together. One thing I thought about was how bad my life would be if I'd gotten everything I wanted when I was in, like, high school. You know?
Explain.
I mean...
You mean I didn't give you everything you wanted when you were in high school? Wait a minute.
You did so well. You did perfectly. But, like... For instance, at the time, I was in a very different band and hanging out with very different people that I wasn't really in good relationship with. They were people that we were just always butting heads. It was always a really difficult relationship, even though they were all incredible musicians.
Isn't that the way all bands go?
Yeah, that's not true. I think the Funderburkers were flawless. But I think... if that had been successful in the way I would have wanted, it would have been a pretty dreadful life.
You mean because of the bad friendships?
Bad friendships. I don't think we were good for each other in that sense. I also don't think I would have been really making the music I would have even wanted to make. It's not really a life that I think would have actually suited me well, of fully committing to touring and things like that. Or even... This is a classic. The people you wanted to date in high school, you probably shouldn't have been with those people. But the things that actually have made me happiest in life are the things that I didn't have much control over. I didn't expect. I didn't even ask for. I couldn't have known. I couldn't have done anything to achieve. I think about the friends I've been given, the roommates I've had, the opportunities, the work that we're currently doing is just a gift. I didn't do anything to earn this. I have no specific skills that say this person is the only person who can be on this podcast, but the way that the cards fell when we were starting it, it just worked out for the time for both of us. And really, if I'd gotten what I wanted, things would not look too great, but getting only what
got allowed.
Yeah, these curveballs he's thrown at me. And being more... It's... This meditation made me think about being more patient, being more okay with where I'm at. As much as I want to imagine where I want to be in 10 years and force that into being, at the end of the day, the things that have made me the happiest are just the things that I've allowed God to put into my life.
Yes. It's really wonderful to, when we look back, and especially as we get more years behind us, there are more of these things. How many things we wanted and we didn't get, Yet in hindsight, we realized they weren't good for us.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time when we didn't get them, we were mad, sad,
Yeah.
worried, angry.
I've thought about this a lot, the concept of you are begging someone. You're like, all I want is this one thing. And then you look back later and you're like, you understood why I couldn't have that thing. I mean, it's like little kids.
We are little kids. And on the flip side, there are so many things that God did allow into our lives, whether by our choice or not, that were the best for us.
Mm-hmm. Some things that you didn't even like at first.
Right. And there are some things in our life right now that God has allowed that we don't like. And all of this should be a lesson for us to take a look at the things that are in our life right now that we don't necessarily like or that we wish would change. But God in his providence allowed them.
Mm-hmm.
And if we accept them, in the future, we'll look back and say, wow, that was right.
So maybe look back on the past and get a little bit more excited for the future.
I think that's it. That's precisely it.
Well, I'll tell you what, my main takeaway from this meditation, finally getting back to just walking through the seven deadly sins, I'm always reminded, I always think I'm like, and I struggle with like one or two, and then we get back to it and I'm like, yeah, it's all of them. It's always going to be all of them.
No, that's not true. We all suffer from pride because it's the every sin is a form of pride. So we all suffer from pride. But as we go, we are going to go one by one through the seven deadly sins and their opposite virtues because the spiritual masters tell us that everyone is dominated by two or three, not all of them, two or three.
Well, I'm going to prove you wrong.
So as we start to go through these, pay attention and see which two or three you tend to fall into. Those are your dominant sins. And then we start to work on them. It won't be all of them. It won't be all of them. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.